We have a special guest in our studio. We have Erica's wife here from Carleton College. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning, Jeff.
Boy, it's that time of year again.
Oh, it sure is.
You know, we've gone through the graduations and a lot of things, the students cleaning out and getting out for the summertime. You have, what, reunion weekends coming up pretty soon?
We just celebrated reunion this past weekend.
All right. Now it's the lighten up sale. Tell us about that. It's kind of a highlight, I know, for a lot of Northfielders every year. You guys have just a wide variety of stuff that's up for sale.
Yes, we do. We've been doing it for over 20 years now. This is our move-out program for student waste. So when students move out, they all get a plastic bag that they can put their items in. And then they put those items in the pod. Mm-hmm. And we have student workers that drive around the campus and collect the items from the pod, take it down to the stadium where volunteers sort it and turn it into this huge community garage sale.
And there are items that typical items from a dorm room and untypical stuff. You think, where did this come from? Tell us a little bit about the variety. Do you have certain designated sections for each type of item?
Yes, we do. So this year we'll have people, you enter from the north side of the stadium and then walk through and leave on the south side. So you'll shop in one direction. And as you enter on that north side, and we're going to have people walk on the track side this year as opposed to the riverside. Mm-hmm. So you'll walk along the track side to enter on the north end. The first thing you'll encounter is our shoe section, and the student who was working on that did an amazing job. It kind of looks like a shoe store. It's really cool. You encounter shoes and then pants and then beddings on the wall and then clothing and then sports section. And then you just, there's different section after section. We have an electronics section. We have a kitchen section, a household section, a book section, a technology section, and a few bits of small furniture. Oh, and lots of storage things, closet storage. Oh, yeah. Anything you can imagine in a dorm room, we have at least one of those down there.
At least one. Many times you have multiple.
Multiple, yeah.
Let's talk about the organizational process of this. How many people does it take? I know. Is it all staff and students? Who does this?
Right. So the office that I work in, the Center for Community and Civic Engagement, all of our staff do a little bit. I'm the lead. I'm there most days. And then so probably 5 or 6 staff on a part-time basis. And then I hire about 20 student workers. They're not all there all the time. Many of them will work for a week and then go work reunion and then maybe come back and work for me for another week. So they're also very part-time. And then we have 5 community partners that help us put on the sale. And they provide volunteers to help sort the items and get those departments looking like a garage sale where you can see everything, everything's shoppable, you know where to look for things. So, and those partners are Project Friendship, the Union of Youth, Special Olympics, Growing Up Healthy, and the Community Action Center. And
oh,
so
wonderful.
They all help us set that up.
Do, as far as the proceeds, mm-hmm. I know they go to charitable causes kind of up and down the lineup. Tell us about that part of it. Where's the money go?
Yeah, so of those 5 nonprofits, 3 are profit sharing. So Project Friendship, the Union of Youth, and Special Olympics get a portion of the proceeds. And then Growing Up Healthy and the CAC are resource partners. So they get to take items. And so the CAC, we take all of the school supplies. And those go to Operation Backpack. Last year, it was 800 pounds of school supplies that we took to Operation Backpack. And then Growing Up Healthy comes and helps us. And then they take mostly toys and some household items to distribute at their Evenings in the Parks program, which is at all 4 mobile home parks in Rice County.
Oh, that's a great way for recycling.
I love it.
Yeah, everybody just has their opportunity to, one, pitch in, and number two, recycle. You know, just repurpose some things, recycle some things, and so many items still have a useful lifetime, and this is an opportunity to extend that lifetime.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things, is seeing people find that item that they're going going to, they're excited to reuse again.
Mm-hmm. Once again, Erica's Weifel is with us. She is with Carleton College here, talking about the Lighten Up Garage Sale, which is coming up this, what day does it start?
Right. We start on Thursday. We're Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. And we start at 7:30 every morning. That's one change. We used to have different start times. We decided to make it a little easier on ourselves and start at 7:30 all 3 days. 7:30 to 3 on Thursday, 7:30 to 3 on Friday. And then Saturday is our bag day sale, where you pay one price to put as much as you can in an IKEA bag. And that's 7:30 to noon on Saturday.
All right. And you had mentioned during the course of describing some of that stuff, that this weighs 200 pounds or 500 pounds. Yeah, yeah. You weigh everything.
Yes, we do.
Measure on success, I suppose.
We do. We have a really large scale that we weigh everything that comes in. And the last 2 years, we're within 200 pounds of what we brought in last year, which was 46,250. We're just over 46,000 pounds now. We may still get a few donations from some students who have a late move out scheduled. But yeah, we're pretty much have most of the items down there and everything. We're just putting the bow on it now.
Mm-hmm. All right. You know, Northfield has a couple of big things like this happen every spring. One was the book fair that we just finished up with. It's been a month or so now, but another sure sign of summer is the Lighten Up Garage Sale
it's
for
true.
Carleton.
Yeah, and some of our volunteers work both events, and it's fun to hear them say the comparisons about when all those books come in, people think, I don't know where this is all going to go or how it's going to work, and it does. Mm-hmm. Same thing with light. You know, all this stuff is coming in. People are like, how can we possibly manage this? And somehow
invite everyone in town to come in and take something away.
Right.
All right. Anything else, Erica?
Oh, let's see. If you want, we'll have IKEA bags there, but if you want to bring your own bag, we welcome you to do so. And we use the Aldi method, where if you do want to use an IKEA bag, we ask you pay $2 as you enter for that bag. If you don't want to keep that IKEA bag, we'll give you your $2 back when you check out, or you can choose to keep the IKEA bag.
All right.
So yeah, bring your own bag and make it even more recycle and reuse.
I say, know in advance what you're going to need, but you always find something.
Everyone, so many people come in and say, well, I came in for a saucer chair, but then they leave with, an armful of other stuff.
All right. Well, we wish you the best on that. Once again, it's coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So best of luck. It's a great tradition here in Northfield. And thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jeff.